Okay, welcome back to the Digital Revolution. We're here in the Wolf Lair once again for episode number 5. I'm your host, Nico Vandenberg, and I'm joined here with Dakota Wolf Nicolucci.
Hey.
And today we're going to be talking about the different lenses out there that are available for these cameras. And, you know, it's a pretty crucial part of the camera since without no lens, there is no picture.
No, it is definitely important.
So let's talk about the difference because you and I are mainly shooting on the 7D. And there's a big difference between shooting on the 7D and the 5D when it comes to their sensor size.
Yeah.
And what lenses cater better towards the 7D. And which ones care towards a full frame sensor. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about the different sensors?
Yeah. So the way the 5D works is it's a full frame sensor, which means that a 35 millimeter is a, 35 millimeter. But on the 7D, it has a 1.6 crop frame. So basically what it does is the sensor reads differently than the full frame does. So a 35 millimeter actually becomes closer to a 50. And a 50 millimeter would be closer to an 85, and so on and so forth. It basically means that you're getting a different image size because of the way the cameras read it.
Right, so it's grabbing a different amount of information than a full frame sensor was. Whereas, like, if you use a 35 millimeter lens on the 5D, you're getting everything that lens is showing. But where if you put that on the 7D, it's kind of cropping that image, and you're not exactly seeing everything that lens would actually be able to show.
But it's not visible, which is the weird part. You don't notice it, but if you use those two cameras right next to each other, you notice that one looks more punched in than the other one.
Exactly. So what exactly, there's different lenses that are meant for the 7D. What are those?
Those are called the EFS mounts.
Right.
And those ones specifically mount onto the crop sensor lenses, or APS-C as they like to call them.
So they're made specifically for the 7D.
Exactly, and they do not work, or they don't work very well on full frame because at the widest, there's like this vignetting basically that happens when you use them.
Yeah, right, because I have this nice Sigma 18 to 200 millimeter lens, and if I used to have a full frame 1D Mark II when I did still photography, and when I used that lens on there, I noticed I would have to punch in to maybe about like 50 or 80 millimeter before I got rid of all the vignetting and stuff like that. So I mean, it really ruined the use of that
lens.
But
that is not to say that you can't use, actually you're encouraged to use normal lenses on the 7D. Because that's the problem encountering when having to buy lenses, is that it's expensive, and, you know, a lens should last you for a really long time.
Right.
And if you buy these EFS mounts, ideally, I mean, what you're probably going to do, the next camera you're going to buy from a crop sensor is probably going to be a full frame. I doubt you would buy another crop sensor because they're basically going to be the same quality. So when you do that, you basically are buying lenses that you won't be able to use. Yes, you could sell them and get good money, but why not just buy the full frame in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, right. So when you're shopping around, just kind of be thinking about that.
Be mindful,
Be mindful of whether you really plan on upgrading to a full sensor or whether you're going to stick with the 7D or whatnot. And the other thing I want to talk about is that, you know, for the average user, they're probably going to be using a variable millimeter type of lens, or commonly referred to as a zoom lens. Like, it's going to be multiple different millimeters within the one lens. So like I said, my 18 to 200s, there's multiple focal lengths within there. Whereas if you're a working cinematographer, DP, you're most likely going to be using prime lenses, which is only one focal length, like your 50 millimeter, your 85 millimeter. Mm-hmm. And what's good about those lenses is that those lenses usually cater to allowing more light into the lens, which are known as faster lenses, because you can open up your iris all the way, but then be shooting at a faster shutter speed.
You get a much nicer depth of field with those.
Greater depth of field. So it's all about what your production, we always, every episode we're talking about what your production caters to, and that's something that really needs to be taken care of in your pre-production work, doing your homework, and really figuring out what are you going to be shooting, what shot calls for what lens. And for the average Joe shooter, that's not something you obviously do as much as, an independent filmmaker or any filmmaker for that point.
Yeah.
You're going to be just throwing on your variable millimeter lens and going out there and shooting whatever.
Yeah. You're on the go and doing guerrilla, zoom lens caters better to you because you'll have multiple lenses with you. They may not be perfect, but if you're outside, they're still basically going to look great. But the nice thing about the Primes is you know exactly what you're getting. You know the quality is going to be solid. And you know that every, you know the focal length is going to be nice. Sometimes with zooms, the lower and the higher ends aren't quite as good because they're sort of the max and they kind of push the lens a little bit.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with those with those lenses. It's just all about what do you need to do and how do I get to that point.
Yeah.
So for me, I use primes just because I know in my head what shot I want. I know what lens I'm going to need to get to that.
Yeah.
To get to the shot that I want. And that brings me kind of to the next point that we talked about in the first episode is different accessories for the camera. And one, most importantly, that I use every day on my camera is the follow focus. I happen to have the Redrock Micro follow focus, but there's a number of other companies that make different follow focuses for these cameras, depending on your price range.
It's a big deal with HD, and especially these cameras that have really good depth of field. That's half the reason why you buy a 7D is because of it. If you miss your focus just by a hair, I mean, it's very, very noticeable in HD.
Very unforgiving.
Yeah, very.
So that's super crucial.
So it's good to make sure you have a nice follow focus and ideally a nice AC that can help you do it as well so they can do the motion for you.
And going back to what this episode is really all about is talking about the different lenses and something because of this explosion of this technology, there are so many different adapters now available for these lenses. Right now, I'm not using the EF automatic primes that Canon has just because simply I didn't have those lenses, and I mean I can't afford a bunch of different a prime set. Lenses are not the cheapest thing for the camera. Besides by investing in a camera body, even most of the time lenses are even more expensive than the camera body themselves.
Yeah.
So I was using the Redrock 35mm lens adapter for like my Panasonic camera, and I had invested in a set of older Canon FD manual lenses, and they were great. And then I was really excited to see that they had an adapter that would allow me to translate that lens onto the 7D, and it works great. And something that I've really liked about using these older lenses that you know their glass is coated a little differently.
Yeah, it's a nice look to it.
It really gives a vintagey feel. And you know, every episode we've been talking about how do we get this technology to kind of throw back towards film. I mean. Even though we're kind of like nudging film out the door a little bit, we're always looking back and we're trying to emulate.
We still love it.
We still love it. It's a love-hate kind
of thing. Exactly. It's the cousin we always love, but, don't we see all the time.
We can't afford to shoot 35, so we're going to get damn close to it.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do we get back to that look? And that's the one of the things I loved about my older lens is that it really helps to sell it just a little bit more.
Definitely.
You can always tell the difference between digital and film, but...
Yeah.
Closing the gap, that's what we're striving
for. One, it's nice knowing that out there you can get an old lens and all you might have to spend is a $6 to $30 adapter and boom, you can use that lens on it. They're really not too expensive and they can save you hundreds upon hundreds of dollars. So,
right. So dig around in your parents' closets and see what you can find and find some older lenses, and I guarantee that there is probably an adapter out there for there.
Definitely.
So, I think that's about it for us this week. I mean, get out there, keep shooting, and from the Wolf Lair, this is Nico Vandenberg and my co-host
Dakota Wolf Nicolucci,
and we'll see you next week.